Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. It is Wednesday evening, and it is that time again. Hopefully we have an hour for the show. For some reason, all of my music is gone from the dashboard, with the exception of three songs. But it says I have an hour, so we'll just keep plugging along. But what we'll do is we'll play a song, and I'll be right back.
Be starting something.
And then we are back. Nothing like a little bit of Michael Jackson to start you off, right? I would get up and dance, but I'd probably injure my other arm or my leg or my foot. But there is one. There is a song that I need to sing right now. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas because the Bucks play on Christmas Day. What a wonderful sight to see playing on your TV is the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm sorry, that was probably one of the best news this week so far, is that the Milwaukee Bucks finally...
Since 1977.
Yeah, since 1977. That is 41 years since the Milwaukee Bucks had a Christmas Day game. Sadly, they're not playing in Milwaukee, because that would just, seriously, Christmas this year would have been us at the Bucks. I'm telling you right now. But they are playing. They're playing in New York. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Let's be honest. Absolutely amazing. Which also means that they have a Christmas uniform, which is probably going to be a huge seller.
Yeah, last year they really...
Right, but this year the Bucks will have their own Christmas uniforms, so you can know they're going to break out something fabulous because they're playing at Christmas. So you know, it's a really, for me, it's a really exciting thing because I absolutely love, you know, basketball at Christmas. I'm kind of like, you know, where you got people who are huge fans of football at Thanksgiving, I'm the basketball Christmas person. Because to me, that is so much more exciting. It is, you know, just, it's wonderful. So there's a lot of other stuff that are going on with the Bucks. The Bucks did make, I think we spoke about it, they got, you know, more team and all that stuff. And I will say this, there was an interview with Jabari Parker where he thanks the fans of Milwaukee. He thanks some of his teammates. And he also thanks the medical crew, which I thought to me was, I understand why he didn't say thank you to the owners and the management and everything, because he is feeling a bit scorned by him. But I think the thing is that he did show class by thanking the people of Milwaukee and, you know, certain team members and the medical crew, because, you know, he was with the medical crew and dealing with them a lot, and they did go above and beyond to make sure that he got the top class health that he actually deserved. So I think he's going to be quite at home playing for the Bulls. I really do hope that he has success in what he does, because he is a good player. He seemed like such a genuine guy as well. So to me, he does deserve, you know, all of the good stuff that should be coming his way. As we mentioned also as well last week, the arena has got its official name now. It's the Fiserv Arena. Fiserv. I actually got it confused because it sounded so much like Pfizer's when it was mentioned, but it wasn't Pfizer's, it was Fiserv, and they are basically a tech company, but a lot of people aren't happy with the name and said it's either going to remain as the entertainment district or it's going to be the Forum. But either way, it's got its name now. Was it a 20 or 25 year? 25-year naming rights contract. So that's a really good thing. Brought a lot of money into the arena. And for those of you who also don't know, Aaron Rodgers has actually bought into the Milwaukee Bucks as well. So he's actually part owner. That was announced at the end of last season. And to me, that says a lot about how Aaron Rodgers feels about the state of Wisconsin and everything as well. That somebody who's actually not from here, you know, is what, well, and it's the same with the owners as well. They're not from here, but, you know, they see the positivity and they see, you know, the history and also what can be made of the area. And they believe in the Milwaukee Bucks. And I'll actually just say this. I went out with my best friend for her anniversary on Monday. And at the restaurant we were in, I'm not going to name it just in case the person goes there. They go there a lot. I don't want people, you know, doing the whole stalking thing. But two of the owners of the box were actually there. I left them alone because, to me, if somebody is out eating, you know, you don't need to be bothering them and everything. But I think it's great that they're, you know, going to also what is, I wouldn't say it was an expensive restaurant, but it's, you know, not fine dining, let's put it that way. They're just going out for a good steak, and that to me says a lot. It really does. What else was I going to say? I don't know. Those of you who have been following the show and follow me on Facebook know that on my son's birthday, I had a very, very serious accident. I ended up in hospital, dislocated my elbow very badly. And I've been in a cast for, I was in a cast for 10 days. And I'm now in a mechanical splint, so I am technically the bionic woman. And to me, the sad thing in regards to all of this is that I did truly find out who, I'm sorry for those of you who can hear me playing Candy Crush in the background, I'll turn the volume down. But I did truly find out who my friends were in regards to this. This past week, I found out that somebody who I thought was a really close friend of mine was going around saying that I did this for attention, that my accident wasn't real. And I can honestly say it really did break my heart. It still does thinking about it because this person did mean so much to me, was so close to me. I helped her with so much stuff, it's not even funny. And for her to then come out and say those type of things, like, cut me to the core, because I may be a lot of things, and yes, I do like doing stuff to get attention for Maddie, but my thing for getting attention for Maddie this year was to do the Lego walk again, which I can't do right now in case I fall and hurt myself. My thing to get attention for Maddie is, as anybody who knows me, is to do crazy shit. It's not to fall over and dislocate my elbow. And for starters, the injury that I had, I would like to see somebody fake it. I really would. Because there's no way on this earth that you can fake anything like that. I wouldn't be, you know, I didn't have to, but I chose to post up my discharge papers from the hospital. I put up my ambulance ride, what that cost and everything. And it's sad because, as I say, this person I consider such a close friend would have done anything for her and have done anything for her. And to then be, to me, it feels like I was stabbed in the back. And it feels that way with a lot of people right now. I've truly found out who my friends are. You know, my friends are the ones who said to me, look, I know you don't have air conditioning. Come on over so that you can stay cool because we know the heat's making your arms swell. You know, so I've literally spent, out of the 10 days that I did this, 5 of them with my best friend in Racine, away from my home. You know, friends who don't ask for anything in return is like that my friend T, who yesterday when she knew my car was overheating, I shot her a message and said, look, I can wait with the car, but I'm in pain. I need to get my pain meds. I'm really hurting. And her words were, no worries, I'm on my way. And even then was messaging me saying, are you sure you don't want me to go back and, you know, make sure AJ is okay and follow him home, that type of thing. That is a friend right there. You know, it's stuff like that. I'm not saying that people's time isn't valuable, and, you know, when I do compensate people for helping me, but I really have found out that when it comes right down to it, I'm basically on my own with the people in my home. And as much as, you know, I love AJ and everything, there are certain things that he can't do because he's working. You know, he's not here all the day. I wish he was. I really do, because especially right now, because I do need that help. But when I ask for help, it's always there's always some condition attached to it. Like, I can help you, but can you do this, this, and this for me? And I can help you, but in return, can you do this, this, and that? And, you know, to me, I will help all my friends. Don't get me wrong. But I don't see why there has to be so many terms and conditions to helping someone. You know, what happened to, you know, helping someone because you care about them, because you love them? To me, it seems like that has so gone out the window. That wanting to help a friend thing is, I'll help you, but I've got conditions. There doesn't seem to be any more that unconditional friendship. I can understand, like, loyalty and everything that I do get. I understand people have family commitments. So please don't get me wrong when I say any of this. I'm not saying I want people to stop their family commitments and, you know, that type of thing. But, you know, I just wish that people were a bit more forthcoming and a bit more understanding. And, you know, I miss that whole thing that I had back in England where, you know, like when my grandma, she had surgery and I went and moved in with her and to help her out. And then my mom would be up there to help. My aunt would be up there to help. My cousins would come over. And I don't have that over here. I really don't. I have, you know, since I met Maggie, I'll say I get that from her. And, you know, she does as best she can, but she's having health issues herself. You know, she opens her front door to me anytime I need it. And I love her for it. But I do miss, you know, having a friend who just comes over and says, sit your ass down, I got this, you know, and perhaps does the dishes for me or cooks dinner. Because to be honest, I have not had a proper home-cooked meal since this happened. Everything's been like frozen pizzas and microwave meals, basically where I'm coming from right now. And as I say, I am feeling a little bitter over certain things, but what can you do? So I'm going to play another song and we'll be right back.
This is number one champion sound. Yeah, yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set up a motor, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. Take me to
with me. Estelle once said, tell me cool down, down. Don't act a fool now, now. Always act a fool, ow, ow. Ain't nothing new now, now. He crazy, I know what you're thinking. Rapina, I know what you're drinking. Rap singer, chain blinger. Holla at the next chick soon as you're blinking. What's your persona about this Americana? Rhymer, am I shallow? Cause all my clothes designer. Dress smart like a London bloke. Before he speak, his suit be spoke. And you thought he was cute before. Look at this peacoat, tell me he's broke. And I know you ain't into all that. I heard your lyrics, I feel your spirit. But I still talk that cat. Cause a lot of wags wanna hear it. And I'm feeling like Mike at his baddest. Like the picture they gladdest. And I know they love it. So the hell with all that rubbish.
Would you be my lover?
Could you be mine?
Would you be my lover?
Would you be mine?
Could you be my lover?
Would you be my American boy? American boy.
Take me on a trip I'd like to go someday.
And we are back. Before we carry on, I'm just dropping everything right now. Okay, hold on. Oh, and I'm itchy too. Before we carry on, we're going to sing really out of tune right now because it's another one of my close friend's birthdays tomorrow. And it would only seem fair that I humiliate him on the radio with the worst singing of all time. Are you ready to sing, AJ?
No.
You got to sing. Are you ready? One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mikey. Happy birthday to you. So happy birthday, Mike. I know you're listening because I just made sure you were. So, yeah, he's getting really old. He's going to be 134 tomorrow. He doesn't look a day over 900, if you ask me. So, I hope you have a wonderful birthday and enjoyed my singing because God knows it was terrible. back to what I was saying, though. You know, it's really hard when, you know, friends do turn their backs on you and, you know, accuse you of so many things. And that's one of the hardest things for me that I'm dealing with right now. And AJ can attest, I am overly emotional, like big time. It's like 24-hour PMS. And I didn't realize how bad the accident had affected me until today when I had a friend come over to help fix the car, and I had to cross the street alone, and I didn't want to cross the street alone. And it may seem stupid, but I was so scared that the same thing was going to happen again. You know, absolutely terrified, in fact, that it was going to happen again. So I'm, you know, glad it didn't, obviously, but those things I never thought I would have to deal with, and that's that emotion, and yeah, it was very scary for me. I'm very, like, protective of my arm as well, which is obvious. AJ made a joke when I said to him, can you come help me with my bandage, and he, like, did a little run at me and went spear, and he'll attest, it absolutely terrified me, and I burst into tears. And I knew he wouldn't do it, you know, AJ would never hurt me. But I was just so scared. I was so, so scared. That's the one thing, people aren't seeing is that I am terrified of getting hurt again. I'm terrified of that pain again. So hopefully, you know, with time, as I say, we're like 11 days out from that accident right now, so it's still a bit early and, you know, I'll get there. I'm pretty sure of it. But on to other things that are going on. As I say, we were unable to do the Lego walk, which was kind of sad. But we will do that at another time. We do actually have a giveaway that was for that as well. And we weren't able to do that because, yeah. So there's a lot of stuff that we're still wanting to do and have a good time with doing. And the thing is, I'm actually going camping with my best friend next week. And I'm thinking of probably doing something while we're out there for that. Because there's a lake and a big lagoon and stuff, so I think it might be nice to do something there for the boys and, you know, just have a good time over it. So is there any news that you wanted to mention, AJ? I know that there was some stuff going on. I don't know if...
Well, after I got to work on my reunion and seeing the progress of the digging those apartments or whatever, so...
How's it looking off of that?
Well, they got still everything covered up, and what I was able to see was they got some things here and there. Maybe they may be adding some other stuff besides, like, the apartments. I don't know, maybe like a little convenience store in there or something like that. I don't know. But there were some takeaways from the brand. You know that, like, one store that was, like, on the second level that you can, like, buy stuff and plus, like, buy a lottery ticket and then get stuff.
Oh, yeah, the convenience store?
That's gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Just like that, you get
to get right. So that's gone. And... Of course, Boston store is down like to 80% off.
Right.
And it said, as they said, final weeks.
Yeah, because it closes to the end of the month.
I'm trying to think, is there anything else? The Bucks did sign like a guy to training camp.
Right.
Like a 6'7" guy, a rookie from Missouri. So he's on the contract. I know they still gotta like release like some people or anything like that. Right now they can keep it up to 20.
Right.
Until the end of the preseason. End of the preseason. They can get that the roster down. I can't think of anything else right now.
Did you say NXT maybe?
Oh, NXT. There's. If you listen to our show, the episode Fanview, Perry mentioned about something that NXT is possible is going to be here in December. I think it's December 6th on a Thursday, which is normal anyway for them to be here on a Thursday because for the last couple of years, they done it on a Thursday, and this was their first stop to stop here before they go anywhere else like Green Bay, Madison, or Chicago or something like that. So we don't know if there's anything official about that yet, but I thought normally they would do something like that before they do, like, a WWE show, like Raw, that they're supposed to have at the new arena in November, the kind of like after the Thanksgiving weekend.
Right.
So I guess that would be interesting for the, like, next, for those 2 months to be, like, I guess it's like within like a two-week period of all that going on. Especially that week and like other local wrestling stuff going on.
Now, do you think we still have time to run for our giveaway? Because I can't remember when
it's over. It's kind of ended already this past Sunday, but
one.
Nobody.
Oh, so people could still enter. We should give them it.
They can still enter, but it's like nobody hasn't only a few people tried and still didn't
get it.
Right.
We got to keep it going then.
Yeah, we do got to keep it going.
So, what else has been going on that's coming up that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, what else is going on?
You got away for the weekend for the
Well, we do got tickets to go see the new arena.
Yeah, the end of the month.
Yeah, August 26th. And they did finally got their, like, an official time and stuff when they're going to start the block party. The block party will start at 12 o'clock. Yeah. Although they got, like, for people that want to see the new arena, they got, like, one set of...
They got 5 o'clock.
Right, they got one set at 11 that was sold out already.
We're 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah, we're 1 o'clock.
So we can enjoy some of the block party outside and go inside to cool off for a little bit.
Right, and if you haven't been to none of their block parties, and they're doing it, like, around the new arena, so this is going to be, like, a little bit different. Because last year they had it nearby their offices, which is, like, about nearly a mile away from the new arena, which is not that bad of a walking distance from point A to point B. Of course, the year before was around where the new arena is going to be, like, outside and stuff like that. Then the year before that was back at their office when they rebuilt the new jerseys.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting. If you have been there, you know they're probably going to have, like, guests from, like, current players and past players.
And Robert got to at one of the block parties play basketball game. Who was it?
John Henson.
I thought it was. And especially when he got a shot off and beat John Henson.
Yeah, that was awesome. I'm trying to think of anything.
Let me play another song.
Yeah, we'll come up with something by then.
Yeah. Give me a minute. Okay. Here we go.
Got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop a four pan, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pan, drop it for me. I rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Cool jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne all night. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Thanks for the fire.
Baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry shining so bright.
she thought of some news as well that he remembers, so I'm just going to pass it back to him.
If everybody remembers, like, the news... Oh, sorry. If y'all remember, the new name of the Buxarian, the Pfizer form, or whatever you call it, I read a little bit of the newspaper, and they're maybe planning on maybe moving, you know, the birth rate location down to the city here. They were thinking of maybe making it next door, like maybe like next to it. Because they do have like a few like empty lots that they still got to build. And plus, you know, they got to tear down the Bradley Center in the fall, so they still got like a little time for if they're going to decide to do that or not. But if anybody doesn't know what that company is, I think, yeah, she explained it earlier that they deal with like technologies and stuff like that. So they do, you know, make something like that next door. So it'd be, you know, probably a lot of people, there'd probably be a lot of jobs there and a lot of work for people. So it will be interesting. Let's just put it that way. Let's see. I'm trying to think, is there like anything else? I'll do that tomorrow. Just right now, let me look at some stuff. Because I didn't watch Raw yet, so I can't say anything about Monday Night Raw or anything like that. So
well, the other thing that is, is going on is apparently in Milwaukee today there was massive drug raids all over the area and a lot of arrests made. Which would also explain how around here today there was brown deer canine cars going by. There was a bunch of other police jurisdictions as well. So I'm pretty sure there was a couple of raids in my area. And it also makes me think about what happened in Chicago over the weekend. They had over 40 shootings in a space of 15 hours to the point where the hospital where the people were taken to had to close down their family notification room and move it out to the garden because they just didn't have enough room. And that just stunned me. That just really, really, you know, stunned me that, you know, how... Yeah, it just tells me that there's so much violence still going on and, you know, total lack of interest in life. I mean, I remember, I mean, I'm going back a few years here, I remember when men sorted out any problems they had fighting. I mean, fist fight. We're not on about pulling a gun on someone. Men used to fight, get it over with, now it's done. Now it's like flipped around. It's the women who are fist fighting and the men are pulling guns, you know. Even to the point where you see people fight in restaurants with staff members and, you know, it ain't that serious. If your milkshake isn't creamy delicious, then tell them it's not creamy delicious, you know. Don't throw it on people. That drives me big. Excuse me. It's just ridiculous, but, you know, it's just crazy and... You know, how violent and everything it's getting. And the problem is as well is that it's little kids who are getting hit. It's little kids who are hurting and, you know, but still people don't give a shit. You know, nobody cares. Let's just move on. You know what I mean? Like, let's just move on from that. Forget about the fact that kids are getting hit. Let's go up in arms when somebody with a gun gets killed. But we won't be up in arms over an 8-year-old at a park getting shot. You know, everybody's priority is so assed about backwards lately, it's not even funny. And it's kind of sad in a way if you think about it. It really is. And I don't know, it really does just make me sad that so many people are getting hurt and nobody really cares until somebody actually gets shot and killed. And then it's always a big deal over that. But the big thing over it that gets me is that we're getting upset and getting pissed off and rioting and starting marches and protests over the wrong people. You know, let's do it for the innocent people who are getting hurt and that type of thing. But I guess maybe I'm old school in regards to that.
Anywho. Everybody wish that, you know, it could be like this.
Right.
Something like that. Oh, wow, what's that?
What's that? But yeah, so I mean, that's one of the things that kind of concerns me and going on with people, and you know.
Yes.
And you know, it's really hard actually when you can see that so many people are trying to make positive changes. Like after the police officer got shot, we were coming home. I think it was like the next day we'd been out and we were coming home. And we saw this long line of people just walking along with the police escort, you remember?
Right.
And we got home and we turned on the news and everything because, you know, we were just curious as to what that was. And a bunch of people who, it wasn't just white people, it was a majority were African American, weren't they?
Yeah.
Had walked along to where the police officer was shot and held a prayer service for him. To me, that was the most touching sight of people having enough that you could see. And we need more of that.
Yes, we do.
But I think on that note, though, we're going to end the show a little bit early tonight.
Okay, the guy that I was talking about was Jordan Barnett. That was the guy that signed like the camp deal with Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
See if I can find something else. You mentioned about the Christmas Day. The full NBA schedule has been released, so I'm trying to look at that part. Let's see. Televised. Yep, they got the schedule out for like the first week of the NBA season. I know the Bucks was on ESPN last year, but they're not on it this year. Let me try to go. Just hold on a second. I'm going to try to go to NBA.com and. Or maybe. Yeah, I can go on the Bucks website. Maybe they have the full thing on there.
Well, I think part of the thing is that, you know, people are now standing up and paying more attention to the Bucks, whereas in season past they've just been after. But I think a lot of it is there's still a lot of misconception about how the Bucks are doing, and you just, like, we see it a lot in a couple of the groups that we belong to, where as soon as you mention anything about the Bucks, oh, that's trash, this trash, blah, 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 it's like, God, oh, I'm one of these. Give it a rest. Seriously, just give it a rest, you know? People are so stuck in living in the past. At times, you know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
Oh, the Attitude Era was the best. That's what it reminds me of. It's like, oh my God, please just stop, you know?
It's like they just can't let it go.
Yes. And it's like, enough already. No offense, but come on. And, you know, it gets really hard listening to that hatred and everything. And, oh, God.
Right, exactly. Okay, they don't have it. Maybe I'll go to...
Find it anything?
Now, the Bucks ain't got it updated, their full schedule, so I'm going to check on NBA.com and see if they... Because they say they're supposed to have it up today.
Well, and that's the thing, is that there is going to be a I feel like there's going to be more televised games for the Bucks, and especially with Giannis being on the front of the new NBA game. So, you know.
Let's see. NBA unveils key matchup for the season. Opening week, Christmas Day, Martin Luther King Day. So, they don't have, like, all of it released yet.
Well, they've got the same
too.
So, I mean, don't even worry about not being able to.
First 6 days, October 16th through the 21st. Let's see. Then the 76ers and the Celtics first, then Warriors and the Thunder. They have the Bulls on TNT on a Thursday. Okay, we got Tuesday on TNT, October, I think that's 16th. 76ers versus the Boston Celtics, Thunder versus the Warriors. And Wednesday, October 17th on ESPN, the New Orleans Pelicans versus the Houston Rockets. And I don't know why they got this on here for all the, because these two teams didn't do any good last season, so I don't know why they are featured on there. The Dallas Mavericks versus the Phoenix Suns Thursday. As I was talking about the Bulls, they got the Bulls going against the 76ers, which right now is just kind of like a head scratcher right there. Then after that, the Lakers and the Trailblazers. Friday, October 19th, Boston Celtics versus Toronto Raptors. Then after that, Warrior versus Jazz. Saturday, one game will be on NBA TV. That's the Raptor versus the Wizards. Then ESPN on after that would be the Rockets and the Lakers. Then Sunday on NBA TV, October 21st, be the Rockets versus the Clippers. So some of the scheduling that they got for the first six days are kind of like head-scratching.
Right.
Only because it's like, some of them, why? Let's see. Yeah, we already got the Christmas Day schedule. We mentioned that. Okay, Martin Luther King Day. Be the triple header. Let's see.
Do you want to have a really good loss for it now?
Sure.
Robert De Niro and Donald Trump
can
eat in any of his restaurants.
And Robert De Niro owns a lot. Really? Trump is banned. It's
hilarious.
And he's there. Let's see. Memphis Grizzlies versus the Pelicans. Then Rockets versus the 76ers. And Warriors versus Lakers. So maybe hopefully sometime by the end of this week they'll have like the full schedule out. Because normally when they mention that, they'll have like more of the for schedules, but I guess not. But
and on that yawny note from Mr. Jones over there, we're going to end the show a little few minutes early. AJ's show will be on tomorrow evening, and then we have the wrestling review on Sunday. So catch those shows then, and we will catch you again this same time next week. Love to you all. Bye-bye.